First Thessalonians chapter 4 this morning. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. For if we believe, in the previous verse, Paul spoke of hope and now faith. For if we believe, without faith there's no hope. Without faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have no hope. And it's faith concerning something in particular. If we believe that Jesus, God's Christ, if we believe that He shall save His people from their sins, died. That's His name. He shall save. If we believe that, in other words, the sovereign, victorious Christ of God did what He came to do, accomplished what He came to accomplish, finished the work He came to perform. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, if we believe that He did what He came to do, offer His very soul a sacrifice for our sin, and that God accepted it, He rose again. Oh, even so, them also which sleep in Him, in Jesus, will God bring with Him. This is our hope. We believe. We hope because we believe something, somebody, what He did, what He accomplished. It's faith concerning the redeeming death and justifying resurrection. He rose for our justification of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is our hope with regard to our loved ones and ourselves? The crucified, risen Son of God. He's our hope. Why is the death of the believer referred to as sleep in verse 13 and 14 here? Because like in sleep, we're going to rise up soon. We're going to get up. I went to bed last night, and before I knew it, I was getting up. I don't remember much in between, do you? It's going to be kind of like that. And we're going to rise up refreshed and renewed in a whole different sense. We don't fear going to sleep. Death for the believer, the Lord uses these beautiful, familiar, endearing terms. We fall asleep. I value sleep, don't you? I look forward to it sometimes. Sometimes sleep is a whole lot better than being awake. And He uses this phrase, we're going home. To die is to go home. Paul said, I have a desire to depart and be with Him. To be in the presence of the Lord, to go home. To be present at home with the Lord. Death shouldn't upset us any more than falling asleep does. If we are sleeping in Him, in Jesus. I like that phrase, don't you? Sleeping in Jesus. Turn to Mark chapter 5. Here we have a picture of what our experience will be in death. Verse 35, Mark 5, 35. While He yet spake, the Lord Jesus is speaking to someone else, and then there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, He saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. That's what He says in the face of our death. What does the Lord Jesus Christ say to me when I think about dying? In this case, He's speaking to a man who was facing something even worse than his own death, the death of his precious daughter. But when I contemplate death, what's the Lord's word to me? Don't be afraid, believe. That's what our text said. We have hope because we believe. And we believe on Him. And He suffered no man to follow Him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And He cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when He was come in, He saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed Him to scorn. But when He had put them all out, He taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him. Everybody else can just go. The ones that really have an interest in this. He wanted them to witness his power, his grace. They entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. This is why we don't fear. We can be not afraid, because we do believe. And what do we believe? Well, it's not a list of things on the wall. It's a person. I believe that Jesus Christ is life. He said, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And he asked me and you, do you believe this? Do you believe this? Then don't be afraid. And don't be ignorant concerning them which are dead in Christ. He's able to take you by the hand and wake you up. The key to not being afraid and not being ignorant, as he said in verse 13, is those first four words. For if we believe. Do we believe? Do you and I believe? Oh, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection. It's not about an event. It's about a person. Are they sleeping in him? Are you going to sleep in him? Are you of God in Christ, who has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption? Are you in him, alive or dead, wake or sleep? Are you in him? Then you're safe, you're blessed, you're fine. If we believe, then we don't sorrow as others who have no hope, because our hope is him in whom we have believed. I know whom I have believed, and therefore our hope is sure. To the extent that we believe, we won't fear death. To the extent that we believe, we'll rejoice together when our loved ones in Christ are gone from here. I've said to several of you, I want to go before you because I don't want to see you go. But if I do, I'll have to rejoice. If you're one of those who are asleep in him, it'll be sad too. We do sorrow, but not as others. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, now abideth faith, hope, and love. These three. And we see two of them expressly in our text, and the third is implied. Hope is the result of faith. Because we believe, we have hope. And because we believe on the Son of God, because of whom it, who it is upon whom we believe, we have a sure hope, a steadfast hope. And because of who he is, because he died and rose again, as in our text, for me, and because I am in him, whether awake or asleep, I'm in him, because of his dying love and mercy toward me, I love him. Faith, hope, and love. These three. Now those who sleep in Jesus, it says God will bring with him. God will bring with him. And that's because Christ, when he died and rose again, as the verse says, redeemed their souls from sin, from death, from hell, from the grave. And they'll be with him in death as in life and when he comes. Those who have died when he comes are called in verse 16 that we'll see in the next few weeks, the dead in Christ. The dead in Christ shall rise. In Christ, asleep in Jesus. The picture I see I see myself sleeping in his very arms. Of course, being in him is more than a physical position. It's to be in Christ as our Redeemer, as our surety, as our mediator. To be of God in him, who has made unto us everything. I like the words "with him" in the text, don't you? With him. It reminds me of David's Psalm 139. If I'm alive, he's promised, as long as I'm alive, what's his promise to me? That I remember a lot. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Wherever he goes, I'm with him. If I'm dead, if this body that you're looking at now dies, I am, as he promised that thief on the cross, today thou shalt be where? With me. And that's what paradise is, with me. When he comes back to this earth, our text says that I will be with him. That's where I want to be. Wherever that is. How about you? If it means going into the valley for a while, the valley of the shadow of death, David said, I won't fear there because, why? Thou art with me. If that's where I have to go, as long as he's with me, that's where I want to be. His name is Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Listen to the words that David wrote in Psalm 139. I want to look at it. Psalm 139. Think about our text now. God bring you with him. If you're one of those who are asleep in Jesus, you're going to be with him. And that's what I want to know. That's what I want to know about my loved ones, my father who died many years ago. I was very young, and it was hard to lose my father, but this is what I want to know about him now. He's with him. God's going to bring him with him. Look at Psalm 139, verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. And thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Listen to verse 5. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. It's too wonderful for me too, David, to think about God's hand on me. He's hedged me about with his love and with his power. And he's put his hand on me. And such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I cannot attain unto it, but I sure like to try, don't you? I'm reaching for it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. I'll be with you in paradise. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou. You see that? Behold, you. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me. And thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, and I've said this probably a few times in my life, surely the darkness will cover me. Surely I'll be swallowed up. Even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Not only is his hand on me, but it always has been. And he's promised that it always will be. So I just got to thinking about those words, with him. He'll bring them with him. David, what David's saying there, we've always been with him. Him with us. No matter where we find ourselves in this earth, he's with us. Moses said, if you're not going with us, then we don't want to go. I don't either. May he always be with us. Let's pray.